Welcome to Creative Disturbance.
Audio Labs. 3, 2, 1.
Leonardo Space Art, Science and Culture. Visions for the 21st Century. Recorded March 2019.
Colony or space station?
Annick Bureau. Probably in the past or last century, I would have answered for colony, if it means human settlements on other celestial bodies, on other planets, like this dream of leaving the Earth and finding a new home for humanity somewhere else. Space station being the kind of intermediary habitat where we could try how to go further. Nowadays, in the 22nd century, and especially dealing with this workshop, I don't know anymore what is the place of humans in space. For me, the space station is the best beautiful prison that we have built. It has a wonderful view, but it's something we cannot go outside. And I think it really makes a difference. I guess I would probably go for a colony.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, my name is Andy Gracie. So for me, it's space stations all the way, in the notion of temporary autonomous zones. In the history of human colonization, nothing good seems to have happened. And I don't really trust human nature to change too much. Space stations suggest a comfortable environment for a small group of people, where colonies just suggest miserable conditions for the masses. I know if activities are economically viable and the resources are locally available, then I think colonies are going to happen anyway. From science purposes, we can get more from space stations than from colonies.
Micha Turšić. The answer would be, we have space station, we don't have colonies yet.
Ekaterina Lapina-Kratasyuk, colony. If you're in a space station, you're in a very limited space, which is designed to gain the Earth's conditions, but in a very, very limited sense of this world. And I would prefer to experience the life on different planets, even if it's dangerous, even if we need a lot of efforts to preserve the life there. So, colony for sure.
Rob Lafrenet. Well, that's a very, very interesting question, because it's a matter of nomenclature. Obviously, somebody like Elon Musk talks about quite freely about space colonization, as well he might, being a very privileged American, rich American white. But it's also been an interesting discussion among people who actually do advocate landing on the moon again and trying to live there. There have been various discussions about whether we could have a habitation or an outpost, has been used by the European Space Agency as a description. The notion of colony on the moon, I mentioned the artist group, We Colonize the Moon, in my talk, but the notion of colony on the moon does imply that we're going to be bringing all the worst things of our culture to the moon or any other celestial body we choose to inhabit. So I think the notion of colony does imply going to a place and taking your culture and imposing yourself on it. So I think outpost or habitation is better, but on the other hand, humans are going to be doing what humans do. And unfortunately, unless we change our ways very seriously and politically, we are going to probably colonize everywhere else we go. The question of going into space is, of course, an urgent one, because a number of people, including Elon Musk, see that because of our behavior on the Earth, Earth will no longer be inhabitable by 2121, which is your date that you said, that actually humans will not be able to live on the Earth. Now, to all intents and purposes, the Earth will be absolutely fine in 2121. It's just that it won't be able to support human life anymore if we carry on exploiting the minerals, burning them up, and creating this massive global warming that is turning into a climate emergency. So the idea that we might somehow be able to colonize another place as a kind of way of dealing with the uninhabitability of the Earth, to me, seems like a very bad philosophy, and we need to concentrate on making the Earth habitable. As Buckminster Fuller said, the Earth is, we're already in space. The Earth is a spaceship.
My name is Stavros Katsaneras. I would say colony. Colony, I think, is an interesting thing because, especially for science, there are many things that we could do from the space point of view if we were a colony in some planet or in even at the moon. There are other environments, and they have different ways of interacting with the messengers that we are receiving from the universe. And therefore, it would be great to develop a colony. For instance, a colony on the moon could develop what I like a lot these days, which is gravitational wave antennas. We could develop a gravitational wave antenna at the moon. We could understand cosmic rays differently at the moon. We could understand even radio astronomy differently at the moon. So a colony can permit, as I say all the time, that when you look at the cosmos, when cosmos means universe for most people, in the ancient Greece, for instance, and elsewhere, it also meant society and the thing you're living on. If we live as a colony in some, the moon, Mars, or whatever, we would have to repeat the three experiments. The experiment of the universe, study the universe at the same time that we're studying our habitat where we set, where gravity attracts us to put our feet on. And third, what are the links between ourselves? What is our societal links with each other? Cosmos, therefore, in the three notions of the ancient notions of cosmos, cosmos as society, cosmos as habitat attached through gravity, and cosmos as universe where you receive its messages.
3, 2, 1.
So, Kevin Bartoli.
Well, colony and space station. Space station as a proxy for a new kind of colonialism. I guess like it's also like into the DNA of this new space adventure, like this kind of rebranding of the space exploration with this like keeping in mind this economic colonialism behind. We have also like thought a lot about this intermix possibilities, like space has always been, you know, this kind of new frontier, new exploration, like going back to the very origin of, let's say, human economic, let's say, speculation area, like the very origin of capitalism as its roots into the colonial route of commerce from the Vereinigde de Oostindische Company, the very first shareholder company of the world. And it's funny, like the, you know, this history that repeats itself under the farce of ultra-liberalism that we can like witness every day with this tweet of Elon Musk or this PR, public relations plans of the Luxembourg Space Agency, in a way. So yeah, I would say like space station as a proxy for a new kind of colonialism.
Marika Dermineur, colony or space station? We talked about colony all day long. So, space station?
Des pastilles et un Asus. succès pour l'oreille, Candy.